Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. In our next segment, we talk with Nick Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site.
How about when it comes to the economic development side of things? I covered the oil industry for the last 5 years pretty extensively. I still do programs out there in the oil industry as well, write for the Bismarck Tribune, a weekly column for the Bakken Weekly. The oil industry has quite a bit of economic development. I mean, from every rig you have, probably 1,000 jobs that are created off of that one rig. When you talk about the pipeline companies and you talk about the wrench companies and the analytics companies, the fracking sand companies, it goes on and on and on and on. What are you seeing in the UAS industry in terms of outside of precision agriculture? Because really right now, precision agriculture is really taking up most of the UAS market share. But I see surveillance, I see energy integration. What other economic development areas are you seeing? Are you seeing some on the manufacturing side, the software side? Just talk to me about the economic development of this particular industry.
You know, it's funny that it's the unmanned, aircraft system, and there's absolutely nothing unmanned about it. The number of jobs that are supported with, each element that you're talking about. From a pilot crew standpoint, we have service providers across the state that are creating jobs to, if you want to go by the fly, you want to have somebody, instead of owning your aircraft, you're going to have a service provider out there who's going to support you. The job creation with that has been, we're starting to see that grow with, small companies who are, now employing, a dozen plus operators. That's just going to continue to start to grow. Some of the other elements, like what you mentioned, you have the manufacturing side of the UAS. On top of that, the UAS is just the one element. We also have the sensor, the payloads, the cameras that are going on board the aircraft. That's a market that we have some existing companies within North Dakota that have been working on that, for 5+ years. But now the fact that we have a commercial market for these UAS, we're going to start to see a lot more, I think, of those types of technology companies starting to grow. If it's a Field of View in Grand Forks that has been, traditionally doing a lot of these sensor payloads, or you have a technology avionics company like Apario down in Fargo that has been involved with the aviation industry. Are those companies going to expand into the UAS market and grow their businesses that way, or are we going to start to see new businesses, to support some of these technologies coming down the line? Data hubs, that's a big area that, the state of North Dakota is very interested in. That's going to be creating, lots of new jobs just to support what we just got done talking about, the data analytics side. There's companies, that are starting to set up their roots in North Dakota because they see this coming. And, it might just be, a dozen guys right now, but, we're looking to turn those into hundreds of jobs.
And congratulations on your new position. You're replacing Robert Beckland, who did a fantastic job there. Just kind of some comments on what you're walking into and what you see your organization now going under your direction.
Yeah, I had the privilege of being Bob Beckland's first hire in the test site going back, almost 3 years ago now when we were first stood up. And, got to watch the direction we started, really with, at that time, the FAA kind of scratching their heads on, where is this going? We didn't even have a set of rules or even a way for any type of commercial operations for UAS. Since that time, we've had our little bit of a patchwork with the Section 333s that, started to slowly get some commercial operations going within the state, and that is now expanded into a full-blown set of regulations for small UAS. We helped drive a lot of those initial developments with the FAA.
To listen to the full-length interview with Nicholas Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
every step I take falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to emotion.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Still resides where the nighttime lights earth and light on the horizon, under the soft red glow of a wintertime city clouds. And all the
men, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
The candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken. Informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Make no money giving your stuff away, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.